Talking today with Senator Kim David from the state of Oklahoma. She is currently a state senator, but Senator, you've made the decision to run for a statewide office here in the coming months. In the state of Oklahoma, we have something called the Corporation Commission. Tell us about that and your decision to run to be a commissioner of this particular body.
Thank you for bringing that up, Ron. I appreciate it very much. I started looking at this a little over a year ago whenever I started dealing with the big winter storm that hit a year ago this last February. We had, of course, the fallout from that was went through a period of time where we had, natural gas went from $2.50 to $3 a cubic foot to over $1,800 a cubic foot. We were having rolling brownouts. We were having some real difficulties even keeping the lights on, and then we had this huge spike in natural gas prices. The fallout from that, of course, that we started dealing with is how do we prevent families and businesses from going bankrupt having to pay this huge cost for natural gas? Those type of costs are passed directly onto the consumer and the business, and they were just exorbitant. There were many families that would have gotten a natural gas bill for $1,800, where some people can pay it, others absolutely could never pay that. And same thing with some small businesses. We even had some towns that were looking at going into bankruptcy, towns that owned their own electrical, their own small utility companies. They couldn't afford the bill whenever it came due on the price of that natural gas. And we started working with the Corporation Commission and the Attorney General's office. And I had a little bit of experience in finding out how the Southwest Power Pool works, just because of being the chairman of the GRDA task force, the legislative task force. So for years I had been involved in that. So I had gotten a little bit of a touch on it then, but this really brought it home to me just how important it is to understand how the Southwest Power Pool works, and then how we have it set up in Oklahoma for those costs being passed directly to the consumer, and how our utility companies purchase power and how they store it, things like that. So I really started becoming really involved in it, interested in it. I'd always known that the Corporation Commission, they regulate, of course, the oil and gas industry and our pipelines and regulate transportation and, even cotton gins. And I knew that they regulated the utilities, but it really comes down to so much more than that when you start talking about, things like that winter storm in making sure that we have the right policies in place to protect the people of Oklahoma.
And, one thing you did mention, you mentioned GRDA. You might explain that to our audience, what that is and how important that is to the grid itself.
Oh, absolutely. GRDA is the Grand River Dam Authority in northeastern Oklahoma. If you're from northeastern Oklahoma, then you're really familiar about, the Grand River Dam Authority, because they are the state-owned utility that sells power to all of our little towns, all the municipalities up there. They're very involved in also the scenic rivers. We've given them control of the scenic rivers, which is the Illinois River, and a lot of our state parks up there. We've given them control of that, and they're doing a great job of that. But that came through years and years of really turning around what GRDA does and how they start working. They really had to turn around about 10 years ago with new board members and the new director. And it's been great to see how they've turned around and are really an integral part of Oklahoma in that area of our state and working good for the people. So I became, of course, when I was elected to office, that's where I'm from. That's my district. And very focused on it at that time because of some issues that were going on that, we needed changes, and those changes were made. And since then, I've been put on the task force overseeing, overseeing what they're doing and what they're managing and making sure that they're still working for the people of the state of Oklahoma. And it's been a good relationship.
You know, you mentioned obviously the race for Corporation Commission. One of the things about the Corporation Commission overseas, as you mentioned, really all these various facets of energy, more traditional of energy, the oil and gas industry, but also renewables as well as our grid and our utilities. At the end of the day, it's about trying to provide reasonable cost energy and other products back to the consumers of the state, whether you're talking about individuals, but also the companies that that come into Oklahoma.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Oklahoma is known for our low utility prices, and that helps bring businesses to Oklahoma also. You know, I feel like we get some major companies that move here because we have low utility prices. So we've done a good job here in Oklahoma in keeping, you know, in being able to have that as a resource. And you're right. I mean, there's so much that goes into it. And, you know, something I totally forgot to mention earlier, too, is, you know, the earthquakes that we were having there for years. Those, you know, the Corporation Commission stepped up and really worked with the Oklahoma Geological Department to find out, and the U.S. Geological Department, rather, to find out what the cause of those earthquakes were. And there was a lot of concern that it might be fracking. And then we find out it was just the disposal wells and how much water was being pumped into the Arbuckle in those disposal wells. And once we got a hand, you know, once the Corporation Commission was able to get a handle on that and set up what the regulations would be to prevent those earthquakes, it, as you guys well know, we very seldom have an earthquake now. And if there is one, you know, we immediately hone in on where it's at, and if there's a well nearby and the well is shut down until it's further researched as to what was the cause of that earthquake. So those are the types of things that the Corporation Commission does. It's really, you know, it's really an important job. I had no idea how much they touched until I really started looking into it. And it's about 86% of the economy of the state of Oklahoma is regulated by the Corporation Commission.
You know, all of these different states around the country have some form or fashion of a Corporation Commission. Oklahoma set it up a little bit differently. It is a statewide elected position, and you've decided to make that run. You're in a primary race between now and the end of June. Why, Senator? You know, you've given already 12 years of your life to state service, the state, you know, as state senator. Why the interest in continuing to serve in this type of elected office?
Well, and I appreciate the question, Ron. When I started with the Senate 12 years ago, I really didn't know what to expect. And the longer I served and the more effective I became, I realized that I really was able to make a difference. And I would like to be able to continue to make a difference for Oklahoma. The Corporation Commission has a huge impact on the economy, and I feel like since I've been that policymaker over the last 12 years, I understand that relationship between regulations as well as good policy. So I'd like to be able to use that experience and be able to continue to make a difference. It'll be different, you know, now to be on the other side and with the Corporation Commission, but I think coming from the legislature, I'll be able to come over and work with the other, you know, with the current legislature at that time, to make sure we've got good policy in place.